Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb.
Hello, Sister Saints. How are you?
We're doing good out here, aren't we, Brother
We're
James?
Doing awesome. We're out standing outside the world's biggest car show, calling people to the biblical gospel of Jesus Christ, reminding them, my sign says, everything's going to burn. Put your life and your faith in the hands of Christ.
Right. And I thought I was going to do an audio.
What are you going to do your audio on today, Sister Deb?
Thankful to be where we are.
Thankful to be where we are. Can I give a quick testimony?
Yeah, that'd be great.
We're standing outside the world's biggest hot rod show down in Florida. We come down and we preach because there's events all over and people outside. I grew up a hot rod rat, they called it. My dad, my brothers took me to the racetrack. I grew up on hot rod cars. I am so thankful that the Lord's delivered me out of that trap of idolatry and worldliness. And now I get to serve him and preach that which is eternal. And I'm reminding these people all their shiny cars are going to burn, 2 Peter 3:10. And fade away. So hopefully that little testimony will help you lead right into your audio for the sisters. We love you, sisters.
Yeah, you know what? I'm really thankful for that for you, too.
Amen. God be praised.
I'm going to take a little walk while I talk with the sisters. I'll be back to
fly
signs when I'm done.
I'll be here.
All right. So, yeah, sisters, Brother James just gave that testimony, and I was just going to share with you also that I used to love all the shiny, flashy sports car. Had one time in my youth, and not my youth. Unfortunately, I was old enough to know better, but I wasn't serving the Lord then. So anyway, you know, we've been set free from so many different things. There's much to be thankful for. And one thing I guess I wanted to talk about, a cute bird on the fence there. So many distractions out here. Brother James is way better at holding his concentration than I am, but I'm getting better, which is why I'm doing this out here, so I can learn how to focus a little bit better. When I'm preaching the gospel to people, I could get hit by a bus and it wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't even notice it there. But anyway, so many things we could be thankful for, and it can overcome much. You know, Brother James was sitting in the van yesterday when we got to the place, and we're like, hey, there's that big event right over there. Let's go to that tomorrow. And he goes, we're talking about it, and he said, you know, I'm thankful to be where we are. And he said, not just here and not just what we're doing here, but everything in our life. Thankful for the whole path, thankful for everything of where we are. And he said, hey, that would be a good audio. So I said, you know, I want to do that and just talk to you sisters about it. You know, being thankful where we are is, like, I just thought I would do some contrasting here. Like, we should be thankful where we are, whether we're married or single, whether we live in the town or we live in the country, or whether we are blessed to have children, or maybe they're grown and gone, or maybe we're barren and the Lord does not have that for us. Whether we're hungry or full, you know, Apostle Paul talks about that. Well, he talks about all of these. And a lot of times we have to battle a lot of trials, and sometimes we have good days, you know. And whether we're rich or poor, whether we're healthy or sick, I know a lot of sisters who have some ailments and they're still thankful. Whether we're alone in this walk in Christ, you know, physically where we are, even though if we know saints all over or whatever, or whether the Lord has blessed with many people. I don't know how many is, because Jesus said few. Here's a funny one for you. I was just thinking, whether we live in a house or in a van in parking lots, and you know, there's a coming a time we might end up in jail. So being thankful whether we're free or in jail as well. You know, we could be here all day looking at all these different contrasts of why we should be thankful, because it's easy to be thankful in the good. We just got to work a little bit harder in the flesh. A sister says that. She reminds us, you know, might have to work a little harder in it, but we still be thankful. And there's so much to be thankful for. And I wanted to get to 1 Timothy 6:6-8. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. I know it doesn't say the word thankful, but I'm putting that in there because to me, thankful and content, they kind of go together. Because if you're content with what you have and you're not dissatisfied, you're going to be thankful for it. At least I better hope so. So thankful and contentment, those attributes can really overcome a whole lot in our lives, you know, because then we're looking to Christ and being thankful for all he's done. And we're set free to be servants of God and not servants of Satan anymore. You know, just like Brother James was talking about out here, and what I used to be into cars and fast and speeding and truck pulls and all this other stuff. so many different sinful things we've been set free from. Amen, sisters. Some of us have been set free from more vile lives than others, but we've all been servants of Satan until we've been redeemed by the blood of Christ and repented, and then we get the Holy Spirit within us, so that way we can serve Him and not Satan anymore. So, you know, the biggest thing we need to be thankful for, and I know your sisters are probably thinking, hey, how come she didn't say that first? I was putting all the past in there first, and then now we're going to put the future, the hope of eternal life to come, to those of us who obey and walk after Him. I just shared that with some people who are crossing the street here, trying to give them a gospel card and warn them, not just about idols and one sin here or many sins here or whatever, but that they must repent, be born again, because if you want to see the kingdom of God, you have to be born again through the biblical gospel. And that's our hope to come. You know, those of us who have truly repented and laid down our lives, we have that great and blessed hope to be with our Savior who made the way, who shed His blood for us. And so if we strive on and then we share that truth with everybody around us, then we are doing our reasonable service, being zealous for good works like the Lord has made us. And we're bringing honor and glory to Him. So anyway, sisters, I just thought I would share that with you. You know, that hope to come and what Christ has done. Well, because of what He's done, we have that hope. It makes everything on this earth look like dung, doesn't it? You know, all those things that I was reading to you, the contrasts in there, the hard ones to deal with, those are nothing compared to eternal life in Christ. They're a small price to pay, amen? Yeah, so praise God. I'm going to get back out there. The people are still pouring in the cars. There's some people walking around. Just shining our light and hopefully being an encouragement to you sisters out there. Hold fast. All right, we love you in the Lord. May God be praised.